And we'll go ahead and continue with UCLA coach Jim Moore. The Bruins are home hosting Arizona on Saturday night. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star one. And your first question comes from the line of Ben Boach, Los Angeles Times.
Morning, Jim.
Hey, Ben.
It seems like Josh has gotten a little more efficient each week. When you look at the overall numbers, it's 5 touchdowns and 4 interceptions 4 weeks into the season. They're not maybe where you might expect them to be. How would you assess what you've gotten from him?
I agree with you. I think he's getting better and better every single day, just, you know, like we are as a team. And I'm excited about the progress that he's making. Obviously, as you just said, the numbers aren't staggering, but he's moving in the right direction.
What have you seen as far as the area of progression?
Well, good word. He's reading his progressions better. I think he's understanding our scheme better. I think that he's making better decisions. I think he's taking care of the ball better, believe it or not. I think he's got more command of what he's doing out there. I think that there's a lot of little things that maybe aren't showing up completely in the stat sheets that he's doing. You know, throwing the ball away, not taking a lot of sacks, making, you know, not throwing the ball into coverage, things like that.
Thank you.
Sure thing.
And your next question comes from the line of Michael Lev, Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, Coach. Brandon Dawkins is second in the Pac-12 in rushing, and obviously has just kind of given a different dimension to Arizona's offense. In what ways does a running quarterback like that put stress on a defense?
Oh, he puts huge stress on a defense. He's lightning fast. He's quick. He's decisive. He can break arm tackles. Anytime you got a guy that, you know, it's almost like they're in the wildcat every single play with a guy that can throw the ball. And so it's really tough to defend that type of offense. And they spread the field so well. And he's just really, really special with the ball in his hands.
Flipping over to the other side of the ball, Arizona obviously has a new scheme on defense this year with Marcel Yates as the coordinator. What have you seen out of that unit when you looked at them on film, and what kind of challenges do they present to you?
Well, I think they're physical and fast, and I think they do a nice job of stemming, which is, you know, moving up front, so you don't necessarily know exactly what front you're going to get until right before the ball snaps or how the coverage is going to match it up. They play, you know, a good bit of single safety middle, have confidence in their quarters corners so they can, you know, use that safety to stop the run. But I just think, you know, they're fast and they fly around.
Thanks, Coach.
Sure.
And your next question comes from the line of Kyle Kingstein, F1 Sports.
Coach, what do you attribute the success that you've been able to have against Arizona since arriving at UCLA?
I look at every game differently, and every game is its own little entity. And I guess just on those days, you know, we've been able to find a way to win. I don't know. There's, you know, I don't like that term streak. You know, whether it's used against us or used in our favor, I just think that you have to be mindful that the game that you're playing is the game that matters, not the games that you've played.
And then on Saturday with Josh hooking up with ESE so often, was that something that was a concerted effort coming in that you saw from Stanford? And do you see him continuing to have a pretty big role as a pass catcher?
It was not something that was that we put a concerted emphasis on or effort to make happen. It was really, quite frankly, just the quarterback reading and going through his progressions and making sure he was thrown to the guy that was open. And it sounds so silly and it sounds, you know, easy, but it's not. It's just, you know, it's reading your progressions and throwing to the guy that you're supposed to throw to based upon the coverage that you're seeing, and that just so happened to be the tight end on a good bit of throws. So, you know, every week's a little bit different. So just because Nate, you know, was pretty active last week doesn't mean he will be this week. It all depends on what we have dialed up versus what they're playing on defense.
Thank you.
And your next question comes from the line of Ryan Cartge, the Orange County Register.
Hey, Jim. How's it going?
Hi, Ryan.
So I know you. I know you've known the Tuyas Topos and Marcus, especially for a long time. What is it about his personality, knowing him the way that you do, that jives well with Josh, especially in the position in Josh's career that you know he's at?
Well, I think a couple things. I think number one, you know, they both played the same position, and Tui played at a high level, and you know, Tui had maybe a different skill set than Josh has. But, you know, he had to work very, very hard for his success, and he was ultra successful. And I think that that they have a bond just because of the fact that they both were quarterbacks of some stature. And Tui has done a lot of things that Josh still wishes to attain. And so there's a very high level of respect there. And I think that you know, Josh is very intelligent and he needs to be challenged at times. And I think Tui is tremendous at challenging him. But they, you know, they just seem to click, you know, they seem to make it work. It doesn't mean it's always, you know, cake and ice cream and balloons and, you know, pretty music. I mean, sometimes there's a little friction, but that's okay. It's always very respectful and very positive.
What made you confident that Tui could challenge Josh in those circumstances?
I had Tui on my staff before, so I knew him. Yeah. No, and like you said, I've known him for a long time, but I just had a feel that he was the right man for that job, you know, in a lot of ways, not only dealing with Josh, but dealing with the passing game and the other quarterbacks and you know, adding to that offensive staff.
Anytime you can remember this season where you saw Tui kind of challenge Josh and Josh responded specifically?
Every day. He does, honestly. I mean that. He, you know, every day he challenges him, and every day Josh responds. And, you know, I'm not talking about necessarily in-your-face, verbal, you know, ride him hard. I just think he challenges him. He wants him to be the best. He wants him to get the most out of his ability that he can.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thanks, Jim.
Okay, Ryan.
And your next question comes from the line of Kevin Gimble, ESPN.com.
Hey, Jim. Kind of a two-part question here. The first is on Jayon and the sort of season he's having and what you've seen out of him, but then also kind of going back to Brandon Dawkins and the pressure that he puts as a wildcat quarterback who can throw on top of it. What kind of pressure does that put on Jayon because of his speed and what he's able to do?
I think not only Jayon, but any of our linebackers that are in the game or anyone that, you know, may be involved in stopping the run and have some pass responsibility as well. It's he makes it really tough. You know, he's the kind of young man that he makes you pay for any little mistake you make by, you know, pulling that ball down and finding a crease and running. And, you know, you saw the run that he had against the University of Washington, the best defense in this conference, arguably, or at least it was. And the run that he had for a touchdown was just spectacular. I mean, you see anything you need to know there. You see intelligence. You see size. You see quickness. You see explosion. You see burst. You see finish. I mean, you know, the guy's he's big time.
And then what have you seen out of Jayon this year that's impressed you?
Tremendous leadership skills, a tremendous work ethic, you know, so that every week he has a great knowledge of the game plan. And a young man who comes every day prepared to be his best, you know, whether it's practice or a game. He's very impressive, very, very impressive.
Great. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Sure thing.
And your next question.
Time for one more question.
And your next question comes from Lionel Sheila Ryan, Fan-Sided.
Good morning, Coach Mora.
Good morning.
I've heard you speak highly of your players. I think that's fantastic. And I was wondering, could you enlighten me? Is there one or two players who you've been pleasantly surprised this season? Has gone over and above maybe you weren't expecting?
Goodness. Well, no, I mean, I'm thinking, I can honestly say no. They're playing at a pretty high level, and you know, I think about our roster and the things that these young men seem to be capable of. They're doing it. I think the one thing I'm looking for out of all of us is just a little more consistency, just a little more consistency. So that's what we're really working hard at.
All right, and then I asked Chris Peterson last week if his team was going to take Arizona lightly because they were coming in as a ranked team. In your case, your team's, you know, won the last four meetings. How do you keep your players' head in the game or not take Arizona lightly when the game's being played at home?
Well, we don't take any game lightly, and we don't think that past success, you know, predicts future success. I mean, every game is its own entity. As I said earlier, it's just you know, we're preparing for this Arizona football team, and what's happened in the past just has no bearing on, you know, what may happen on Saturday. And so we have to prepare every week as well as we can, so we can play to the best of our ability every Saturday. And that's the important thing, is playing to our standard.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Have a good game on Saturday.
Okay, you too.
All right.
All right, thanks, Jim. Appreciate your time today. Good luck this weekend.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
You bet. We'll see you.